The main objective of this activity is to help students to learn and understand the different formations and species that we can find in the environment of the Foz de Lumbier. It focuses on reorganizing the different how the different species interact with each other and within the environment. The development of the activity will consist of three parts. We will divide the activity into three parts. A main introduction in which we as teachers will introduce what are we going to do, how we are going to do it, and we will ask the students what they know about the Foz de Lumbier, what things they know, if they have visited, if they want to know something, if they want to learn something specifically, and we will do a little bit of brainstorming. Then we will pass to the main activity that will consist on first to watch a video, an explicative video, and then we will add information to the video so that the information is complete. And then we will ask the students to explain, if they have visited the Foz de Lumbier, explain their experience, to tell us what things did they like, what things they came as a surprise for them, like a little bit of storytelling. And then we will pass to the to the activity itself, that will be an interactive question-answer game that we teachers will prepare. And then we will pass to the last activity, a closing activity, in which we will do a reflection of all the things that we have done in class. Students will tell us what they have learned, what they have liked, and what things they will do in a different way. And then they will do a drawing in which they have to reflect the things that they have learned. And in conclusion, it is essential to highlight the key competencies that students will have acquired once the activity is made, once the session is finished. The students will acquire scientific competencies, the capacity of observing, of classifying, of understanding different ecosystems and how they interact with each other. They will also acquire the competence of learning to learn, because they will connect experiences with information that will also be given in class, and they will learn how to put in common all the information and how to represent it later. Then the social and civic competence will be also acquired, because they will learn how to respect and how to respect the nature and how to do some cooperative work. And lastly, they will also acquire the linguistic competencies, because they will need to describe the observations, and they will need to interact with us, interact with each other, and they will need to put all the linguistic area in practice.